Good morning. It's the 28th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 53. I'm going to read to you from Brother Ray Willett's book once again. It's called Mighty to Save. I read. We recoil at the horror of the crucifixion. We ought to view it in the larger context of the Lord's mission and ministry. We must let the word show us why the cross was necessary and what it accomplished. As we read, meditate, and pray, we come to see sin as the natural selfish thinking of the human race, which brings us into open conflict with the thoughts and ways of the Creator. Accounts like those of Cain and Abel, and Saul and David, will prepare us for the murder of God's Son. He was despised and rejected of men. We esteemed him not. As the knowledge of God slowly penetrates our minds and reveals us as we really are, we understand the wisdom and righteousness of God when he punished sin with death. At the same time, the promises of God give us hope and prepare us for the birth of the last Adam, who, by his obedience under trial and temptation, brought life to a dying world. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, a man at one with those he came to save. But there the comparison between ourselves and our Lord ends. Even the great men of God, such as Noah, Moses, and David, found the battle against sin too much for them. Through his mother Mary, Jesus was as human as all the rest of mankind. As God created Adam, so the Spirit of God caused Mary to conceive and give birth to her Son. That holy thing that was born was therefore called the Son of God. God had prepared a body which could do his will. Anyone who has known temptation, sorrow, and grief will be in no doubt that the fight against sin was real enough for the Son of Man. But unlike us, Jesus was in a position to win the fight against sin. He never relaxed his efforts, but always availed himself of the help that God gave him. Father and Son went to Calvary together. He learned obedience through suffering, by being at one with us. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But he never lost sight of the purpose behind it all. Not my will, but thy will be done. He was the foundation stone upon which God's purpose would be built, and although he would personally benefit by his perfect obedience, the benefit would also be for others. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed. Our transgressions and iniquities vary in magnitude and in their effects upon our fellow men, but the origin is the same. We have turned every one to his own way. As Jesus himself pointed out, murder springs out of hatred and fornication of lust. All evil deeds arise from the thoughts of the heart, as we read in Matthew 15, verse 19. Our thoughts are formed by the things we hear, see, and touch. Evil words have no effect on a deaf person, and a picture will suggest nothing to a blind man. From our youth, we are influenced by the evil world in which we live and are easily led astray. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. But in Jesus, other wholly desirable characteristics of sheep were evident. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Jesus' obedience made him a lamb brought to the slaughter, a sacrifice for the blessing and benefit of those who would avail themselves of it. Thank you for listening.